This Chazor Zeichen Nishab Baruches Kishwagav Rav Yehuda Mesechdes Soita Daf Yud Tes. Nu Perek Hayonaitel Perek Shlishi Zok the Heilige Mishnah B'Siyata D'Shmaya. He would take the carbon mincha from the palm fiber basket and put it into a kli sharis, which he would then put in her hand. The kohen puts his hand under hers, and they do tnufa. He does tnufa and brings it to the mizbeach, then does kmitza and offers it on the mizbeach. The remaining flowers are eaten by the kahanim. Misha says that he would first give her to drink the waters and only then offer the mincha. Shimon says he would first offer the mincha and then give her the waters to drink, as the pasuk says, v'acher yashke es ha'isha es ha'mayim. However, Zakhtav Shimon, if he first gave her to drink and then offer the mincha, it would be valid. Fracting my Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Yoshia of his generation, how do we know that the mincha of a soita requires tenufa? He answered, because the pasuk says, vehenif. So he asked, how do we know that it has to be done by the woman? He answered, we have Gzeir Shava on the word yad from soita to shlomim. This teaches us, just like by soita, the kohen has to do the tenufa, like it says in the pasuk, the same as by shlomim, also the kohen does it. And just like by shlomim must be done by the owner, the same as by soita. The way this is done is the kohen puts his hand under the hand of the owner, and together they do tenufa. The Mishnah said, "Heinif v'higish kamatz v'chulu." In fact, the Mishnah already said that the mincha was brought before the waters were given to drink. How can it then suggest that the mincha was done afterwards? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah means to say that regarding the drinking, it's actually a matter of machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah said, "V'mhishka v'achakach hikriv es minchasa ksheira." A brisa says the pasuk says, "V'hishka, he shall give her to drink." It says that twice. Rabbi Akiva explains this. This teaches that if after erasing the Megillah soita into the water, she refuses to drink, we force the water into her. Shimon says the pasuk says v'hishka. So what is it? Why does it then say v'achar yashke? It's teaching that she's only given to drink after everything else is done. This means that she's not given to drink until the kmitza is offered, until the Megillah is erased, and until she accepts the oath upon herself. In fact, the rule that she's only given to drink after the kmitza is offered makes sense, because Hashem is following his own view, stated in our Mishnah, that first goes the mincha, then she's given to drink. But what's meant that we have to erase the Megillah before she's given to drink? I mean, that's obvious, because before erasing, there's nothing to give her to drink. Rashi said he means that she is not given to drink for as long as there remains an impression on the parchment. It must be entirely erased before she's given to drink. For the acting where Shimon said she cannot drink until she accepts the oath upon herself, does this mean that the Megillah can be written before the acceptance of the oath, but she just can't drink? We have learned that Rava said a Megillah written before the oath is accepted is actually possible. Everything where Shimon mentioned that along with the others, but indeed he had no reason to say so, because the Megillah could not even be written at that time. What's the basis of the machlokes between Rabbanan or Shimon and Mishnah? Mar says there are three psukim that mention her drinking. One pasuk says v'hishka, another pasuk says v'achar yashke, and another pasuk says again v'hishka. The Rabbanan say the first pasuk teaches that she's given to drink before the mincha is offered. Second pasuk teaches that she cannot be given to drink if the Megillah was not completely erased. The third pasuk teaches that if after the Megillah is erased she refuses to drink, we force her to do so. Rav Shimon holds that the second pasuk teaches the basic halacha that she has to drink after the mincha is offered. The first pasuk teaches that if she drank before the mincha is offered, it's still valid. And the last pasuk teaches that if after the Megillah is erased she refuses to drink, we force her to do so. The Rabbanan say that the Torah would not in the first pasuk teach that the halacha of a bedieved case. Fractimar, the Brisa quoted above said Rabbi Akiva says we force her to drink if she refuses to do so after the Megillah was already erased. Now, however, another Brisa says Rabbi Yehuda says we could place a metal piece in her mouth to force it open so that we can force her to drink if she refuses after the Megillah has been erased. Rabbi Akiva says the point of her drinking is to prove her guilt, and her refusal is the biggest proof of her guilt, so there's no need to force her. However, Rabbi Akiva says if she refuses after the mincha is brought, we do force her to drink. Now, from here, so bottom line is from this Brisa we see Rabbi Akiva says we do not force her to drink. Mar says first we will explain why Rabbi Akiva in the second brisa seems self-contradictory and says that there are times that we do force her to drink. Do we or not? From the brisa, he says sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. The Gemara says he holds that it depends on how she is refusing to drink. If she does so calmly, that's an admission of guilt. However, if she does so in a panic, that may just be because she's innocent, but she's scared that the waters will kill her anyway. Therefore, in that case, we force her. The same can be said to explain the seeming contradiction of Rabbi Akiva between the brisas. For the acting more, the silly contradiction is the same as Rabbi Akiva, because in the first brisa he says the determining point in time is the erasing of the Megillah. In the second brisa it's the time that the kohen is offered. Mar said there are differing views between two tanoim as to what the view of Rabbi Akiva actually was. For if she refused to drink and it was done calmly, and she then says that she is willing to drink, do we say that the refusal was an admission of guilt and she therefore cannot retract that now and now she can't decide to drink now? Or do we say that her later retraction shows that the refusal must have been done out of fear and was not an admission of guilt? Take Ublai Ptashayla. Zok Digmar, the father of Shmuel, said that you have to put bitter substances into the water before erasing the Megillah, because the pasuk says, refers to the water as the Mehamorim, the bitter waters, meaning that they are already bitter before the Megillah is erased into it.